Buddy, I'm so glad that you're with us. Just love to share things that God has spoken to me recently, whether it's through my quiet time, reading my Bible and devotional books, through a podcast that I've listened to, or through a conversation with somebody, or sometimes on social media. And I just love how God speaks to us in so many different ways, or maybe it's just something the Holy Spirit spoke to me during my prayer time. But I love how God loves to speak to his kids, and so I just try to share things that God's been speaking to me, or just sometimes the Holy Spirit will prompt me, say, hey, you need to share that on Food for Thought Friday, because one of my kids needs to hear that, Greg. I want to start off today. I saw this posted and did not have who it was from, but I just thought it was so powerful. I'm going to start off today's program that says, never forget how far you've come, everything you have gotten through, all the times you have pushed on, even when you felt like you couldn't. All the mornings you got out of bed, no matter how hard it was, all the times you wanted to give up, but you got through another day. Never forget how much strength you have developed along the way. And, you know, friends, I love that, because so many times when we get discouraged and I just can't do this, we want to quit and give up. And I want to remind you, when you have persevered, the Bible talks about perseverance, that God will meet you right where you're at. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I'm so thankful it doesn't say I can do some things, doesn't say I can do most things. It says I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And sometimes, friends, we just have to lean into Jesus. And for somebody listening or watching on our YouTube channel today, I know that's a word for you. You need to lean into Jesus. Jesus saying, hey, quit trying to do everything on your own. Invite me to be a part of it. And you'll be amazed, friends, at what he does. He will give you that supernatural strength that only Jesus can do, and that he can provide. He wants to, and he's a good, good father, and he's generous. And he wants to provide you comfort. He wants to provide you encouragement. He wants to provide you strength today. But don't forget about all the battles that you have overcome in the past. And you can get victory today over whatever battle it is you're struggling with. Psalm 28:7 became one of my life verses over 20 years ago when I was walking in a deep, deep, dark valley of life and so discouraged and hopeless and even struggling with suicidal thoughts. Psalm 28:7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped. And I wrote that on a post-it note. Man, I had it in my bathroom mirror, and I put it in the dashboard of my car. I had it on my laptop. I had it in my wallet whenever I opened that up, because the fact of the matter is, friends, sometimes we just have to totally lean on God's strength. But he'll also be your shield. He'll be your protector. You know, we live in just such a really challenging and critical world. And maybe you're like, you know, people in my family, people at work, you know, are just talking about me, things. Friends, God is your protector. He is your defender. And you can stand on those promises today and know that God will make a way when there seems to be no way. I love this by Elizabeth Elliot, just a tremendous woman of faith who her husband Jim was a missionary in Africa and was brutally murdered. And she went back and served those same people that actually murdered her husband, and hundreds of them accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior because of her example. So when she shares this, she knows about heartache, disappointment, and just, you know, gut-wrenching loss. Elizabeth Elliot said, you know, there's no perfect life, no perfect job, no perfect childhood, no perfect marriage, and no perfect set of people who always do what we expect them to do. What we have, though, is a perfect God who is able to lead us through this imperfect life we live with unfailing strength, incomparable wisdom, and infinite love. Oh, my goodness, that's so good. I want to say that one more time. This is golden right here. I know somebody needs to hear this. There's no perfect life, no perfect job, no perfect childhood, no perfect marriage, and no perfect set of people who always do what we expect them to do. What we have, though, is a perfect God who is able to lead us through this imperfect life with unfailing strength, incomparable wisdom, and infinite love. Friends, I'm so thankful for that we can stand on those promises and know that God will give us unfailing strength. He'll give us just wisdom that we're just like, where did that come from? And it comes from God. And I love how he speaks it through different ways, just like I've shared about how God gives me things to share here on Food for Thought Friday. And most of all, he gives us his love. I know so many people, they just don't feel loved. I mean, 46% of our population is either single, never married, widowed, or divorced. But I also know a lot of people that are married that they're lonely. They're not physically alone, but they're lonely mentally, emotionally. And friends, just want you to know that God loves you. If you're a follower of Jesus, he says, hey, I love you. I sent my best, my one and only son, Jesus Christ, to die for you and so that you could have personal relationship with me. And so thankful that Jesus gave it all, the greatest act of love this world has ever known. And, you know, Easter's kind of late this year, April 20th. Hard to believe that it's, you know, about a month away. But, man, we just need to remember that, you know, after just that horrific death that Jesus went through on the cross, 3 days later, the tomb was empty and hope was alive because Jesus was alive. And that was how God loved us. But Jesus loved us so much that even when before he was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane and he's praying and he's got so much anxiety and nervousness that his perspiration, the drops of perspiration were blood drops, which is a true physiological thing that happens to our bodies when we're dealing with incredible amounts of stress. And yet Jesus, you know, he didn't want to do it, but he said to God, he said, you know, if it be your will, remove this cup. In other words, don't make me do this, but not my will be done, but your will be done. And because Jesus loved you and loved me, he willingly laid down his one and only life. I got to remind you, friends, he chose to do that. He could have said, no, I'm not doing that. He's the Son of God. Okay, he could call down 1,000 angels, 10,000 angels. But he said, no, so that God's will and plan for us to be in relationship with him, Jesus, in the greatest act of love, willingly laid down his one and only life. But one of the things we have to know about having strength is just know that God wants to help provide it. And the thing that we sometimes when we're feeling weak, sometimes we justify just kind of saying things that aren't kind just because, well, I'm sorry, I've had a bad day and things. And, you know, friends, I get it, and sometimes that happens, but I also feel like on the front end, friends, as mature followers of Jesus, which I know a lot of you that listen and watch on our YouTube channel are, that we're always responsible for how we act, no matter how we feel. Okay, I want to say that again. You're always responsible for how you act, no matter how you feel. James 1:19, one of my favorite verses, says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And I've just learned when I can feel my emotions starting to boil because something is so frustrating, and it's usually something that I've dealt with several times. It takes a lot to really get me upset, but then I'm like anybody else. I reach my point, and especially when I'm just, it's not common sense. I just have to ask God to sit there and help me, and I just also just know that I need to bite my tongue. I just need to, you know, not say anything. I need to walk away. Don't type a response to a text or email out of frustration, anger, hurt. And we've got to be better than that, friends, as followers of Jesus. We got to be more mature because, you know, we may have had the old song, we were kids, sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words will never hurt me. Well, you know, friends, I think if we're honest, that's not true. Words do hurt. The Bible says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And, you know, the same tongue that we praise God with, we can curse men and even ourselves with. And yet, God wants us to be responsible for our words and to speak words that are lifting and holy and pure and things that are for the good of others. And, friends, we just can't use that excuse when we're fatigued. And, you know, I'm Mr. Hopeful and encouraging, but I just feel like I need to speak some truth and love. John said that Jesus came full of truth and grace. So I'm usually pretty much grace-filled on this program, but today I felt like I need to speak a little truth and love because I got a feeling somebody's about ready to give somebody the business with some words they want to say to somebody or with a text or an email. And I just want to say to you, my brothers and sisters, do not go there. Do not do that. Not give in to your fatigue, your frustration, your disappointment. So know that God wants to help you, and he will do that. You know, one of the things that I love about being a follower of Jesus is just knowing that you never know when God will show up. You never know when he will show up. And I want to remind you that his ways are not our ways. I love Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. It says, the Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent today. Isn't that beautiful to know that sometimes you're just so worried that God's like, you know what? I got you. You don't have to do this. I've got you. And know that God will give you strength, and he'll make a way when there seems to be no way. And, you know, we don't know when he's going to get there, but, you know, he always shows up. You know, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk faint. They shall walk and not be faint. Friends, I want you to know that God knows when you're weary and worn out. He knows maybe today you're just like, yeah, I don't even know what else to do. God knows you struggle sometimes with blaming yourself. But I want to encourage you, just keep seeking him. And remember that when we are weak, that Jesus is strong. And just keep trusting God and looking to him and ask him for his help. Even when we're hurting and when we're fatigued and we're tired and we don't feel God, know that he's there and he wants to help you. And, you know, we may not know what tomorrow looks like, but God does. And he's going to be with us. And we don't have to be afraid. You do not have to be afraid, friends. I love that, you know, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, friends, remember, God was with you in the past. Jesus was with you in the past and helped you get through some just horrific times, times where you just thought you weren't going to make it. I love the part that says Jesus Christ is the same today. But also know, friends, that, you know, he's going to be with you in the future. Okay? Sometimes we get in fear of the future, right? And yet, I want to remind you that Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they're already going to be there waiting with you. They're already ahead there waiting for you. No matter if it's a doctor's report that you're going to get, you're worried about whether it's going to be cancer or whether, where I was concerned last year, I thought maybe I was going to have bypass heart surgery. And thankfully, I did not. And I did not have any blockages, even though I really believed with all my heart that I was going to. But, the friends, you can know that there's not a lot of constants in life. I know people let us down because they're human, okay? We do. So we have to be careful about putting our total faith in other people. Yes, we have to trust people, but we also have to realize that people are human. But the one person who'll never let us down is Jesus. And that's why Hebrews 13:8 is one of my life verses. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And know that he's with you today. He's going to be with you. We don't have to be in fear. And I'm thankful that we don't have to be like we can do it. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, so do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Now, some of you didn't know that God was right-handed, right? please don't email me on that. I know that's a bad joke, but in all honesty, friends, God will strengthen you and he will uphold you today with his mighty hand, and he will help make a way when there seems to be no way. If you've been blessed by this program, I hope you'll share it with somebody else. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and remember that there's always hope because of Jesus. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thousands of young people are dying from counterfeit prescription drugs laced with lethal doses of fentanyl.
Never take a pill unless it comes from your pharmacist. We lost my 18-year-old son, who had a very bright future ahead of him, and it was stolen.
Just one counterfeit pill laced with fentanyl can kill. Visit onepillkilled.org.
Onepillkilled.org.
Onepillkilled.org to learn more.
Life 99, WJMM FM Keene. WJMM.
Welcome to another episode of GPS Radio, where we learn to love God, love people, and love to serve. Freedom Center Church is located in Fenton, Michigan, under the leadership of Pastor Jim Wiegand. For more information on the church, feel free to look us up on the web at freedomcenter.church.